ان شاء الله sister, now we will move to lesson number 5. Lesson number 5 is we will have 3 letters. These 3 letters are one family, and as I clarified to you before sister, that these 3 letters are why they are one family before we pronounce them, because the way of writing is the same. Okay, the way you write these 3 letters is the same. They are similar in the way of writing. Okay, these 3 letters, okay, how we write it, as I clarified to you before. Okay, when you write it, this is, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is the way you write it. They have to be written like this. Okay, this is the letters. These letters, it has to be with a straight line over. If you have a line like this, you make a straight. I don't know what is a straight. A straight what? What is this? What you call this one?
Which one?
This one. This one. A straight line. Huh? Line?
Like a minus sign?
Like a minus sign? Okay. Like a minus sign? Okay, then a half a circle. Okay? So this is the way to write the 3 letters.
It's going
to
be above the line a little bit. The first one is going to be above the line.
Above the line. Either above the line or, you know, yes, a little bit above the line. Okay, then a half a circle. Just I want you to know how to write it. Okay, this is very important. So please try to write it in your notebook. Okay, try to write just a small, this one, negative sign, okay, and half a circle, okay? This is the 3 letters are having the same shape, okay? But the difference between these 3 letters is related to the place of the dot, okay? One of them doesn't have any dot, alhamdulillah, very simple, okay? Just I make this negative sign, okay, then I make the half a circle. This is one of them. The second one is having the dot inside the half the circle. The other one is having the dot above the negative sign. Okay? So they are one family. Why one family? Because we write them in the same way. Did they have a difference? Yes, they have a difference because of the place of the dots. Okay? Now we want to know how to pronounce these 3 letters. Okay? I always like to start with the letter which doesn't have any dot. Okay? This is the simple one because there is no dot. Okay? This letter, as I told you before, it is the letter Ha. Okay? Ha. I want you, before trying to pronounce it, okay, try to listen. Okay? Ha. It is not Ha. It is Ha. It is not Kha, because Kha is coming. Okay, it is just try to feel that, you know, you have sore throat, okay, and you are trying to talk. So, okay, this is one. So what is this letter? This is the letter Ha. It is equal to the letter H. In English, Ha is letter to the letter H. Okay? You struggle against your throat. Okay, keep on. Okay, very good. Now we know the letter Ha. So now when I want to write or to read the letter Ha, I keep in mind that it is a letter which consists of 2 parts. This negative sign and half a circle, it doesn't have any dots. And when I pronounce it, as if I have difficulty in my throat. This is the Ha. For example, when you say Al-Hamdu. Al-Hamdu. Again, Al-Hamdu. Al-Hamdu. Again, when you say Muhammad. Muhammad. This is the letter, subhanAllah, always in the Islam, you know, because of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is Muhammad. We are not saying in Arabic Muhammad. Okay? Try to know this. Because those whom they don't know how to pronounce the Arabic, they pronounce the ha, kha. So they say Muhammad. Okay? Or those the Arabic tongue whom they want to show that they are not of the Arabic tongue. So they say Muhammad. Okay? No, it is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad.
Muhammad, okay? Muhammad. Okay, also Ahmad. 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 Alhamdulillah. Now we learn the letter H. Okay, it doesn't have any dots. It is like the letter H. And we always remember it from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Okay? Alhamdulillah. This is number one. Okay? Now, let us finish with the letter H. Letter H, when it will have a fatha, it will be what? Now, I want so that I will finish with you one letter, one by one. It will be more easy for you. I want you please to get the next page, page number 21. Okay? In page number 21, let us move, then we will write. But just I want to finish how to read. Now I want you to look to the middle of the page where letter H is there. Okay, look to me here, sisters, with me. Okay, here is the letter H with fatha. Okay, we agreed, letter H. Okay, when you see this one, okay, when you see this signal, this letter, you say H. Okay, so now H with the fatha, it will be H. Ha with a fatha and alif, it will be ha. Okay, ha with a dhamma will be hu. Hu again, hu, not hu. Hu, not hu. Hu, not hu. Hu, 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 hu. Okay, and with ha with a dhamma and waw, it will be hu, hu, hu. It will come while inshallah we read. Okay, just we are pronounced. Ha with a kasra will be hi, hi, not hi, hi. I start with the letter ha before the letter kha so that you know the difference. Okay, hi, no, hi. Hi. When it ha with a kasra and ya, it will be hi. Hi. So I will read and you read after me. Ha.
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 Ha. Balqis, you are sleeping. You are here, Balqis, here. Okay. Ha with a dhamma will be hu. No, ha with a dhamma will be just hu. 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 Not hu. Hu. Ha with a dhamma and waw. Hu. 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 Try to hu at home. You listen to the, yes. Hu. Okay. Ha with a kasra, hi. Ha with a kasra and ya, hi. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Now we finish the letter ha. And it is equal to H in the English. We don't want to remember about the English. We just want to know that letter H is as if I have difficulty in the throat. So I say H. 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 Okay? Now we will move to the second letter. Okay? Which is the letter H. Okay? This is the same H with a dot. Okay, when I say the letter ha, it was still a smooth one. Okay, just to keep it in your mind. Letter ha doesn't have a dot. So it is still a smooth letter. Ha, ha. When I add the letter, the dot, it becomes a tough ha. So it is ha, ha, ha. So how you differentiate between the ha and the ha, since you are in the beginner's yes. I want you to know the difference between the ha and the kha, because the problem is that by time, always the sisters, you know, confuse. Okay? When you look to the letter and it doesn't have a dot, you tell to yourself, this is a soft letter. So this is the ha, ha. But when you see the letter which has the dot, you tell to yourself, ah, the dot. She remind us how to remember that this is the dot. The dot means it is a tough letter. Kha. Ha. Ha is more tough than ha. 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 So always keep in mind that the letter, one member of the family with no dot, this is a simple one. This is the ha. But when it will have a dot, it will be a strong one. It will be the ha. Okay, so now we know the difference between the ha and the ha. The same way of writing, okay, but because of the dot, it becomes more tough, and the ha becomes ha. Okay? Now, when we will read in this page number 21, we will read the ha with the fatha. The ha with the fatha will be ha. Okay, let us read together from page 21. Ha with the fatha will be ha. Ha with the fatha and the alif, it will be ha. Here. Ha. I want you to add the fatha, sisters. Ha. This is the ha. Sorry, not the fatha, the dot above. Okay, now what is this? How you know that this is the kha? Because of the dot? No, because of the dot. So no, they get my point. So this is kha. Okay, this is kha. Actually, also, sisters, to clarify to you also, I want you always to remember. I am trying to give you ways to remember. We mentioned that ha is a soft letter, so it is only equal to the letter H. Okay? When I add the dot, okay, and it becomes the kha, it is equal to KH. Okay? Kha. Kha. Okay? Kha. So when I have the kha with the fatha, it will be kha. When I have the kha with the fatha and alif, it will be kha. When I have the kha with the dhamma, it will be khu. When I have the kha with the dhamma and waw, I want you to put dhamma above the kha, sister. If there is no dhamma, please put the dhamma here. Khu. It will be here. There must be a dhamma before the waw, so that we have a long vowel. The long vowel needs a dhamma preceding it. Okay, and also I want you to add the kasra. When here I will say, kha with the kasra is khi, kha with the kasra and ya is khi. Yes, I want you, before the, below the kha. Yes, you put, is there the kasra? Okay, okay, sisters. So now we have kha. Ha, all of you with me. Ha, ha. Hu, hu. Khi, khi. Alhamdulillah. We know now these two letters. Now we'll move to the third letter, the third member of the family, which is the letter which has the dot below it, inside the circle. Okay? Now this is a different one. The first two are close together. Why? Because this one is H and this one is KH. Close together. Okay? And even when I pronounce this one, I pronounce it soft, this is the tough one. Okay? I always keep the ha and the kha more close. When I move to the third one, this third one, which have the dot inside, this is the letter called jim. Jim. Okay? Like jah. Okay? We pronounce it jah. Okay? Now I want to, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to clarify to you about this one. Okay? I want you to read with me number 2 in page number 20. Number 20, number 2. Sorry, no, number, not number 2. I want you to read number 3. The J can be like June or Ginger. You see how to pronounce the letter Jim? It is when you say June. You see June? Okay, so it will be like the letter J. This is the J. What is this letter? J. Okay, it will be like June. So when you see this one, this letter, and actually I want you also a way to remember. When you see this letter with the dots, you remember the G with the dot. You see? This is the same. This is what, when I tell you, sister, pronounce for me what is this letter, you tell to yourself, ah, okay, this is like the G. Okay, because this has a letter, dot above it. Okay, and this has a dot. I am trying to give you ways, you know, so that it will be simple for you. Okay, so now, alhamdulillah, we learn this family. When I tell you, sister, what is this letter, you tell to yourself, this is the letter which has no dots, so it is a soft one, so it is only the letter H, so it is only the ha. Ha. When I tell you, sister, now we will put a dot above it, so it means that it will become tough, so it will be KH, so it will be kha. When I tell you, sister, the third member of the family which has the dot inside, you tell me, yes, yes, we remember the letter J, so it is the letter J. Okay? Now let us read from page 21 how to pronounce the letter Jim. This is Jim. Okay? It is called Jim. Okay? But how you pronounce it? Okay? J. Okay? So now let us get to page 21. We will read from page 21. J with the fatha is J.
ذا with the fatha and alif will be ja. I want you to add the fatha again, sister, and the dhamma and the kasra. Okay, so that alhamdulillah you learn. Okay, here fatha, dhamma, kasra. Okay, so the ja with a fatha is ja. The ja with the fatha and alif is what? Ja. Okay, the ja with the dhamma is ju. The ja with the dhamma and waw, ju. The جاء with the كسرة جي. The جاء with the كسرة and the جي. الحمد لله. Now we finish this. There is a very important point regarding writing the letters. Okay? This family, because it have a half a circle. Okay? This half circle, you can write it only, okay, at the end of the word. Because we cannot write connected letters, okay, and you have this one in the middle. Okay, so you always get rid of the half of the circle when the letters are at the beginning or in the middle. Okay, you only keep the half circle. This is logic. Okay, the Arabic letters are connected letters. How can I connect a letter which has a half a circle? So in order to connect it, that is to say when I write it at the beginning or in the middle, I have to get rid of the half the circle. So how I will write it? I will write this part. How I write this part, this half a circle will be like this. This is the half. This half a circle, instead of half a circle, I will have a straight line. Okay? So it will be like this. Okay? Slanting, okay? Part which has a little bit curve and a straight part. This is the ha, this is the kha, and this is the ja. Okay? In order to make it a little bit easy for you, you know how you write the letter dal? Did you see the dal? Okay. Instead of having this one a little bit high, make the curve like an acute angle. Easy now? Okay. Very acute angle. Okay. This is an angle of 30. This is how to write this letter. You know the angles? Okay, in geometry. So now, when I tell you, sister, give me an acute angle, you write it for me like this. This is how you write these letters. Okay, this is the acute angle. This is the ha. This is the kha. This is the sha. This is the most easy way to know how to write jim ha kha. Acute angle. Okay, clear? Alhamdulillah. Now, I will review with you the vocabulary related to this. Okay. So that inshallah, this is the homework. Alhamdulillah, we are recording everything so that alhamdulillah you can listen and read. So now we will start to read one by one. Okay? Alhamdulillah, I will write here. Okay. Now the first letter, I will write it for you, I will clarify it to you, then we will read it together one by one. Sister, if you don't know how to read, don't feel shy. None of the business of anyone. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so the first one is what? The first one is this. So I tell to myself. Okay, who knows how to read? Who knows how?
Had. Ha.
What? So I will clarify to you. What is this letter? This is A. And what is this? This is A. And this is
Ha.
Ach. Ach. Now I want you to repeat after me. Look to me, sisters, while I am pronouncing. Ach. When I am pronouncing the letter A, my mouth is opened and the direction is longitudinal. Ach. 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 Ach.
Ach.
Ach. Not ha. Not ha. Ah. 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 Again. Ah. 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 Then put it together. Ah. For example, when someone will beat you, or will hit you, what you will say? You will say, ah. 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 Means the brother. And I want to tell you one thing related to this, you know, just to feel it. When you are in any trouble, whom you call, you say, my brother. So when someone will hit you, what you say? Brother. Ach. Ukhti. My brother. Ach. Ach. This is how you you can link it together. Akh. Okay, this is akh. Now we will move to the second one. We say in the Quran, now alhamdulillah, let us read from the Quran. I want you always to feel that we are reading. Alhamdulillah, we read Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab. Alhamdulillah. Today, now inshallah, we will read. Okay. Now I want you sisters to look to me here. Yes. And alhamdulillah, we will read from Surah Al-Ikhlas. We will read, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Okay, now, how we will read أحد? This is Alif with a Fatha, double A. Ha with a Fatha. Dal with a Dham. Here, Dham. Dal with a Dham. أَحَدُ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ. But when in the Quran, when you stop, you have to put sukun. Okay? So it is قُلْ أَحَدُ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ. You see? This is the ha. And alhamdulillah, now you can read it from the Quran. Not just memorize. When you look, you say to yourself, this is the A. And this is the fatha. Double A. A. This is the ha. And the fatha. Ha. Ahad. Ahad. I want you to repeat after me. Ahad. Ahad.
Ahad.
Extend the A. Ahad. Ahad. Because it is two A. Alif with a fatha. Ahad. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Ahad. Okay. The next is, we will read it together. This is the letter ba. And this is the letter ha, and this is the letter ra. First, I look to the letters. I tell to myself, yes, this is the letter ba, ha, ra. Okay, now let me know about the vowel. Okay, I will look to the letter ba. I will find a fatha. So I will say ba. Okay, alhamdulillah. Then I look to the letter ha. I find a sukun. So it is ha. Okay, bah, bah. Okay, and the ra also has a sukun. So it is bahr. No, it is bahr. 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 Maybe the ha and the ra for you is a little bit close. Okay? Bahr. Bahr. When I tell you, you know, we are having... If you... just a minute. Now we will read number 4. Okay, inshallah, number 4, I want you to... Number 4. Okay? Now number 4... You see, and I want you to explain to me about the alif in this word. Okay? Okay. 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 Long vowel. Very good. Now read it. Not ha. Not ha. This is the ha. Number 4.
Ha.
Oh, very good. You see, I want you always, this is very good, try to extend the alif more. Har. So that you've... Har, 2A, har, okay, har, okay, all of us together. Now, how she knows that it is a long vowel, how you know it is a long vowel? Alif preceded by a fatha. Okay, how we will read it, this is the H, and ha is H, fatha is A, alif, long vowel, R. So now I will just here extend. So it will be har. When someone will tell you how is the weather today, you will answer har. Har. Okay? Good? Okay. Actually, it is very har enough.
Yeah, I know.
Hot? It's hot.
Emma, don't come to me. Go, don't pull me.
Can we open the...
You have a jacket.
This one. Okay. Okay. We are about to finish. I have 5 minutes. Okay, the next word, sister, is this one. Who will read for me this one? Who read? Okay, you did. Very good. Okay, how she reads that this is hoot? Because this is the H. What is the wow here? It is a long... Excellent. You see now, mashallah, you know that recognize the long vowel very easily. Okay, because it is a wow preceded by a dhamma. Okay, so it will be... Hoot. Hoot. Okay? Okay. The next one is Ajr. Okay? I will read for you the Ajr. I will, which is reward. Okay? ولأجر الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون. When Allah say in the Quran ولأجروا, this is أجر. Okay, أجر. Let us make it أجروا, it will be easy for you. Let us make دمّة over the wall. أجروا. أجروا. Okay, did you put the دمّة? Try to put دمّة. Word number 6, reward. Word number 6, change the سكون please to دمّة. Okay, so it will be أجروا. How we know it is أجروا? Okay, this is the A, and this is the J, and this is the Ra. Okay, now we know the letters. Alhamdulillah, A, J, Ra. First you know the letters. Okay, then you look to the vowels. This is A with a fatha. So it is A, J, this is the J. You remember the J, what is equal to? And a fatha. Alhamdulillah, A, J. It has a fatha or sukun? Sukun, oh yes, it has to be sukun. Okay, aj, then I have the ra and the dhamma, ajru. Ajru, I want you to say this word 3 times because it is always in the Quran. Ajru, 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 ajru. Okay. Together now, number 7, here. Okay, who can read it? Very good. How you know it? This is Kha, and this is Ra, and this is J. Okay, clear sisters to all of you? If it is not clear, please, it is Kha with a fatha, Ra with a fatha, J with a fatha. Kha, Ra, J. Okay, if I want you, whoever is mashallah, يعني advanced in Arabic, let the beginners try. Okay, because if you will listen to the word, they will not try to read it. They will just say it. I want you to read it. Okay, now while we are in the class. Okay, the next is, okay, this one by one. I want you to try to read alone, then please raise your hand so that those whom they don't know, I will explain to them. Okay. A-kha-za. A-kha-za. Okay, now I want you to pronounce with me this one. No. Yes. A-kha-kha-za. Okay. A-kha-za. 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 Okay. Za. Okay. A-kha-za. Okay. How you pronounce it? You pronounce it. Ah, good. Okay. Okay. Tell it. Okay. Okay. The next one is rijs. When we read in the Quran, innahu rijsun min amal al-shaytan. Rijsun. Rijs. This is rijs. Okay. How you pronounce it? It is the ra with the kasra. Okay. So it is re. Re. You see? Re. Down. The re. J. Z. Rijs. Rijs. In the Quran, Allah said, innahu rijsun. This is the rijs. Okay? Rijs. Do you know how to pronounce it?
Yeah.
Rijs. Rijs is punishment. Punishment. Rijs. I tell you, here I will clarify to you, this is the ra with the kasra. So it is re. Re. Sisters, please look to me while I am pronouncing.
Don't know.
Yes, re, re, and then this is the jim, sister. Rej, je, je, je. Rejit, the, yes. Okay, you can pronounce it. Okay, rejit, okay, rejit. Okay, the next one is jad. Jad, jad, this is the letter jim with a fatha. So you can look to me here, sister. This is jad. 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 Okay, number 10 is Jad. What is the problem? Jad. Clear or not? It is one letter. Here is sister. This is the letter grandfather.
Okay, yes.
Jad. Okay, okay, Jad. Okay, what is the, who will read for me the next one? I want you to read it. I want you to read.
This one, the grandfather?
This one, I want you to read this one.
The neighbor.
Okay.
Ja.
Very good. You see, what is the alif here? The alif is a long vowel. Jar. Jar. Okay, jar. Okay, I want you to read for me the last one. The one close to it. Yala? Okay, what is, can you read the last one, number 12? This is a little bit difficult, but try, okay, letter by letter. Okay, let me collect my things, alhamdulillah. The last one, I will, very good. This is, how you read it, clarify how you read it. Kha with the fatha, okay? Kha with the fatha is kha, okay? Yeah, with the kasra is ye. Khayr. خير 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 ولدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون خير 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 not like this خير خير try to pronounce every letter خا يا را خير 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 Okay, طيب. جزاكم الله كل خير. We will stop here in sisters for 1 minute. I will read for you the vocabulary words which are in page number 21 again. Okay, so that you will have it. The first one, I read it and you read after me. We will read it quickly. The first one is أخ.
That's page
22. Page 22. Yes, I'm sorry. Page 22. Vocabulary in page 22. Okay. The first one is أخ. أحد رجس حار حوت أجر خرج أخذ رجس جد جار خير الحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us make the دعاء now, sisters. Okay, today I will make for you the دعاء in Arabic, inshallah. Okay, because وبارك لنا في أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركنا وتعاليت اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء همومنا وذهاب أحزاننا اللهم علمنا منه ما جهلنا وذكرنا منه ما نسينا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا ربنا اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم لا تجعل لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها لنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارحمنا والدينا والمسلمين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين